This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Can you hear me okay over there?
Yeah, yeah. Thousands of miles away. It's still good signal. Very good.
Yeah, well, we stretched the string between our soup cans pretty tight, but, you know, there were some storms over the Rocky Mountains recently, so the string might have gotten a little damp over the Rockies.
Yes, it's working pretty well. It really is.
Good.
So what are we going to talk about
over in your neck of the woods? I know you were commenting on some interesting findings you had on your solar panels.
Okay, yeah, we have found that the sun, I've written this down. I was looking through my notebook, and I found it. So, on Wednesday, at 8:45 in the morning, our solar panels were generating 2.4 kilowatts. Now, there's no change to our solar arrays. We have two of them. Two sets of solar panels. One is on the roof of the barn. The other one, and that was, let's put it there and see if it works. It's the wrong angle, but I wanted to see if it worked. And the other one is a custom built, we built it ourselves, array that is pointing at the, you know, at the right angle at the sun and southern sky. So those two arrays combined 2.4 kilowatts or 2,400 watts at 8:45 a.m. 4,300 watts at 9:30 in the morning, 4,900 watts at 9:50 in the morning, 5,300 watts at 10 o'clock in the morning, 6,400 watts at 10:50 in the morning. And then yesterday I said on Wednesday, I think we're going to hit 6,800 watts, and that is the maximum that our system, our inverter, is designed for. Well, yesterday, I was looking at the panel, the meter on the panel, looking at how many watts were being generated, and it hit 7,500 watts. You know, at the height of the day, I couldn't believe it. So these are record amounts of solar generation. I'm looking at the sky right now. It's slightly overcast, but bright and sunny, and we're generating enough electricity at 10 o'clock in the morning to run the well pump, the dishwasher, the washing machine, all lights, broadcast, all simultaneously. No problem whatsoever. This is a record amount of electricity we're generating from the sun. And I mentioned that on the air. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we know that solar panels degenerate over time. I mean, whether that's, 90% at 5 years or 80% at 10 years or, you know, different numbers like that. Better panels will do better. But I've never heard of a panel generating more. So I think we can rule the panels themselves probably out of the picture. One thing I'll have to look up, and I don't know if this is what it is. You know, we know the sun is strongest in June because that's when the Earth is tilted towards the sun more. And, you know, we all get that, you know, sun is basically the angle is improved, so there's a more direct sunlight. What I'll have to check, though, is the orbit of the Earth around the sun is not a perfect circle. It is somewhat elliptical, and that is completely independent of the tilting of the Earth. So what I'll have to check, and sorry I don't have this data, you know, maybe I can check during the break, is, you know, are we at a point where the Earth is closer to the sun in the orbit right now? And if so, that could be one possible explanation. Otherwise, I think we're back to your theory that the air is clearer right now, and that could be it. And, of course, moisture in the air. Are you having a dry period right now?
No, it's raining like crazy. everything, the fields are all soggy. I mean, it's not raining at the moment, but we've had more rain than usual. So much rain that, you know, we can't go out in the fields without damaging them.
Wow,
and there's another thing to this. So
yeah.
those panels have not changed in 5 years. Okay, so if we're in an elliptical orbit, you would think that, you know, we might have seen some kind of a change, but this is dramatic. This is, you know, typically we might generate 3,000 watts, you know, at a peak. 7,500 watts is out of sight crazy. I mean, I'm delighted, but I have a feeling that we're going to be paying for this. Some people are going to be paying more than others. So, for example, if this continues, if the solar rays keep getting stronger and stronger and stronger, the animals that we depend on for food, they're going to have a tough time. Black cows absorb heat, you know, more than white cows absorb heat. So, you know, the different breeds of cows, we have black Angus. So, fortunately, we kept the woods so that the cows can go, they can go swimming in the ponds, and they can go for shelter from the sun in the woods in the summer where the leaves will protect them, and they'll stay cooler. You know, and it's interesting that the Soil and Water Conservation Department of the government and of the U.S. government and the local agencies, the agencies that help farms out, those guys, they want you to fence your woods such that the cows can't get at them. They want you to fence your streams so the cows can't drink water out of the stream. They want to, you know, preserve the streams for whoever's downstream. It's not like, well, even if it's on your property, they would prefer that you don't let your cows go in the streams. Well, we have a stream that originates on our property, and I let the cows go in there. If they want to drink out of it, good for them, because that's what they used to do. And those animals were here, you know, before we were here. You know, there were wild animals, and they drank out of the streams before people got here to say, no, you can't do that anymore. And in terms of fencing our animals out of the woods, that's insanity, because they depend on the woods for protection. Protection from the rain, hail, sleet, snow, and blazing heat in the summer. So we did not accept the offer by the government to pay us to keep our cows out of the woods and to pay us to keep our cows out of the stream. And what they would do is they'd literally say, hey, you know, it'd be much better if we drilled a well. And you put in a cattle water or two or five or ten, and we'll pay three quarters of the cost of this if you, you know, fence your cows out of the woods and out of the streams and drill the well. They pay three quarters of the cost. But
interesting.
Do you think that makes sense to, yeah.
You
used
know
to
what?
Pay 90%.
And you know,
they pay
my
for
view
the
on
fence.
That, I think the government should just let the cattle ranchers make their own decisions on those kind of things and not even meddle. But I'm curious, if the cows want to get out of the sun a little bit, do you let them in the barn to, like, watch TV or kick back a little for an hour or two?
No, and you know, I'll tell you why we don't do that. Now, we have a place where if there's a calf that's born and it's freezing cold and it just rained and then it turned, you know, let's say it's 30 degrees, it just rained and it's turning to snow and the cow just got born and it's soaking wet. And if they're soaking wet and they can't be dried off, they'll die from, you know, from freezing to death. And then let's say it's dropping down to the, you know, 10 degrees or so. We can take that little calf. If the mother can't dry it off and take care of it, we can take that calf and put it in a garage or the barn and put some hay down and you know, surround it so it's in a confined area with hay, and it can stay warm until the weather clears up a little bit, the calf dries off, and then mama can take care of it. But the reason we don't put them in a barn and let them watch TV or listen to music is because if they get used to those kinds of conditions, their immune systems will be compromised and they won't be able to survive, you know, other changes in weather. So we don't let them get compromised. We let them tough it out, and it makes for a much stronger calf and cow.
You know, that
and,
makes
that's how we do it. So the summer, makes, the blazing heat.
Yeah,
blazing
you know,
heat is
there's a rule. Don't
on,
pull with
rough
nature.
On them, and
yeah.
Don't mess with Mother Nature, right?
So Vince, I looked up the.
Okay, we have. By the way, Bert. We have a very long delay. It's a second and a half between me and GCN, and then it's probably about, you know, close to that between you and GCN. So the sum of that is pretty long. So we need to be careful not to step on each other during today's broadcast until we can fix it. I'll try to fix it during the break. But please continue.
Yeah, I think, you know, during the break I'll go outside and try and take up some of the slack on the string. And but, you know, it takes a while for that tension to go across the Rocky Mountains. What I was saying was I did look up the orbit of the Earth. I mean, I'm sorry, well, around the sun, and found some interesting information. It's furthest in July and closest in January. In July, it's called the apophis, and in January, it's called the periapsis. And right now, in early May, we're pretty much about in the middle. Maybe a little closer than not, but I'm looking at this graph. So that certainly is not going to account for it, because we would be closer by 10 million kilometers in January.
Okay, that being said, in January, we weren't generating anywhere near the current that we're generating. And it seems like each day it's getting more. So, and that would be we're going farther away from the sun in this elliptical orbit, right? That doesn't hold in terms of what I'm seeing, Bert.
Yeah, no, that's correct.
It certainly might make a little bit of sense, except that after you leave our atmosphere, there's nothing, right? Virtually nothing other than, you know, Elon Musk's satellites and whoever else puts satellites up in the way. Other than that, there's not much up there, right? Except space junk.
Yeah. No, it's pretty much a vacuum. That's most of everything is pretty much a vacuum.
Yeah. So what is on the blackboard for today's class?
Well, I thought we'd explore a couple of topics you sent out. You did send out an interesting article, at least to your science advisor, instructor, on climate change in California and what's going on. And then an interesting tidbit on the Pentagon. I don't know if we'll have time to explore that today. So I thought we could, if we had time, talk about that a little bit.
Sounds great. All right. Bert and I will be right back after these few short announcements.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just a quick note, class. On Wednesday, I went over to Dr. Sheely's clinic in Springfield, Missouri, and I had my past life regression. And on Monday, Dr. Sheely and I will be talking about exactly what happened from his perspective, what he saw, and what I envisioned. And the reason I can't say saw is because my eyes are closed. And so he's had a chance to get his electrodes sharpened and repolished, and they're ready for the next victim, if you would like to be that victim. And of course, I'm kidding. All you do is sit in this recliner, and he talks to you. And you just you participate by speaking whatever comes into your mind. And he guides you by speaking very slowly. That's the whole thing. There's no electrodes. There's no shock therapy. There's no tattoos. There's no potions that you drink. No scents that you smell. It's just the two of you. Unless you're a female, there'll be three. He'll have one of his assistants, a female assistant. It's no charge. And if you'd like to participate, 417-351-5221. That's his number in his clinic, 417-351-5221. That's in Springfield, Missouri. And I have to say that if you can participate and you don't, you're crazy. Okay? It is that good. It is that astounding. But you're going to have to do it soon. And we're going to be talking about it on our next broadcast, which is Monday. Dr. Sheely agreed to discuss what he saw, and I agreed to let him tell you. Bert, back to you. Climate change in California.
Vince, I just want to say that sounds fascinating.
Oh, okay. You want to tune in. That's Monday's broadcast. And he guided me through. This is my second past life regression. And I don't want to spoil what we're going to talk about, but I will tell you, it is absolutely riveting. And if you decide that you want to do this and you are willing to participate and not fight it and not say, oh, this is smoke and mirrors, this isn't real. If you want to fight it, you absolutely can. But if you want to go along, he will put you in a hypnotic trance, and I'll tell you what it's like being hypnotized. I've done it twice with Dr. Shuley, and I got to tell you, I sent him an email thanking him when I got back to the farm. I said, I'm 30 years younger. I couldn't believe it. I called Kyle, and he and I talked when I got back, and I was like, I was running at 120 miles an hour. I feel great. You know, Tony the Tiger, great. It's unbelievable what has happened, and we'll talk about it. But, yeah, I did do it, and I recommend it wholeheartedly. And for those who might think there's a religious thing where you're going to go to hell if you even consider talking about past life regression, I think that's nonsense. I think it is absolutely on the table to be discussed. And if you can experience this in your life, it'll be one of those things that you'll remember for a very, very long time. So, Bert, if you have any questions, you can email them to me. And I'll ask the questions for you on Monday, or you can call in and talk with Norm Shuley about what happened with me yourself. So it's quite fascinating. And he's a brilliant guy. I mean, he's got well over 10 inventions, well over 10 patents, too. He's written over 30 books. He's got 3 PhDs and a medical degree. There is no one. Bert, do you know anybody who has 3 PhDs and a medical degree, and who is a neurosurgeon, and who was Surgeon of the Year, and who wrote 30 books, and who has over 10 patents and 10 inventions? Do you know anybody?
Could that be Al Gore?
Well, you can't count him inventing the Internet as 10 inventions, can you?
I don't know. Sounds fascinating, Vince. Without giving it away, I do have one question. You said it's your second. Did you explore the same places and live, or again, without giving it away, or was it totally different this time?
I will say this. Now, not that I'm holding anything back. I'm just want to discuss it with Dr. Shuley on Monday. But I'll tell you this. A person could imagine himself or herself. People embellish who they are. So I could have said, I was a general. I was a president of a country. I was the ruler of an island. I was a great warrior. I was nobody. And I was the same nobody twice in a row. And I was a complete failure twice in a row. And so I don't know if that answers your question, but I'm the same guy I am right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The election audit in Maricopa County, Arizona has taken a strange twist. President Biden's Department of Justice sent a letter to Arizona officials claiming concerns about the security of the ballots and potential voter intimidation. The U.S. Constitution grants the power to oversee elections exclusively to state legislatures. Democrats have sued the Arizona Senate 4 times in an effort to stop the audit, which has failed every time. The Federal Election Commission announced Thursday that it will drop its investigation into former President Trump's suspected violation of election law with a 2016 payment to Stormy Daniels. The Election Commission, with three Republicans and three Democrats, ended the proceedings in a closed-door meeting in February. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has inducted four games: Microsoft Flight Simulator, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, StarCraft, and Animal Crossing. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Freedom of speech takes a backseat at Twitter. Again, Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Twitter suspended a new account created to share statements from former President Trump, saying it violated the social media company's policy on banned users. The new account, DJT Desk, appeared on Twitter this week, apparently trying to get around the network's permanent ban on Trump in the wake of the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. According to the biography on the account, posts copied from Save America on behalf of the 45th POTUS, originally composed by Donald Trump, would be shared. But the account wasn't directly run by the former president. A Twitter representative told NBC they'll take enforcement actions on accounts whose apparent intent is to replace or promote content that was suspended. The Twitter account included posts from the new website, from the desk of Donald J. Trump. The site doesn't provide any way for users to respond or interact with Trump's posts, but it does include the option to share his statements on Twitter and Facebook. It also encourages people to sign up for Trump's Save America Joint Fundraising Committee.
Twitter was started on March 21, 2006 in San Francisco, California. NASCAR Racing is at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina this weekend for the Goodyear 400 on Sunday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us, and Bert's a patent holder and an engineer, radio frequency engineer in California. Bert, you know, we've known each other for about 50 years, right? And hard to believe, but it's true. And during this past life regression that we'll discuss on Monday, I just wanted to tell you this, that I'm still that same person that I was 300 years ago. And that's what I learned. And Dr. Shealy will tell you whatever he's going to tell you. I have no idea what he's going to say. But if you want some insight into who Vincent Finelli is, you'll find out more on Monday for 2 hours with Dr. Norm Shealy on this broadcast classroom. So I don't know what he's going to say, but I gave him permission to say it. Whatever it is, he's going to say it. And that's quite fascinating. So any other questions about that?
No. How's the connection right now? I sent some during the half-hour break. I sent some minions up to the roof. We pulled about 20 feet of string in, so it should be a little tighter now.
Yeah, it's working. It's working great. By the way, in addition, while you were winding up that string, I checked on the display. We're generating at 1050, 5,800 watts, and that's another record. So it's not like it's jumping every single day, but these are really, really strong solar rays that we're able to capture and use by the solar panels. And it's working great. So, climate change in the West.
Yeah. We're going through a drought in California. We're probably going to have some emergencies announced soon by the governor. Hasn't been announced yet, but we're probably going to have another year of water rationing. I'm guessing there, but it seems likely. You know, it's not the worst drought that we've had, for sure. We did have, a fair amount of rain for a couple of months during the rainy season. So it's not like we had no rain. And what's funny is when I first moved here to California, people were telling me we had a season when it didn't rain at all, which I found hard to believe, but I looked it up. And absolutely, in 1977, it didn't rain in Northern California, at least this part here, you know, middle to Northern California, Silicon Valley. It did not rain the entire year, in the beginning of the year or the end of the year. It just didn't rain. So we're nothing like that. That was a pretty bad drought. And, of course, the worst drought was the 29 to 34 drought called the Dust Bowl. And, you know, we've seen movies about that one.
Yeah, I was thinking about what you said about 77. It's around the time that you moved to California. I think you moved there a little sooner than that, but not much. And here's the thing that I don't understand. In seventh or eighth grade class, I was taught that, you know, the water molecules, H2O, meaning two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen, would combine and you'd have water, one molecule of water. And as the hydrologic cycle, water would evaporate from the surface of the earth, it would go up into the atmosphere, and it would bang into a dust particle or a smoke particle. And that extra weight of the smoke particle would cause the water molecule to become heavier, and gravity would pull it downward. And it would bang into another water molecule, and another one, and pretty soon you had a whole drop of rain. And that's what would cause rain. Now, I was watching the Rockford Files that was filmed in the mid-70s, and you could see over L.A., Los Angeles, this brown cloud of air pollution. And I remember that California had started implementing really stricter and stricter automobile pollution controls to reduce this smog, and that's what it was called, smoke and fog, over the big cities in California. Now, what I don't understand is in 77, I believe that's the year you mentioned, there was a terrific amount of smog in California, specifically over the big cities like San Jose and San Francisco and Los Angeles, etc. There was these bowls. You could see it if you flew in. You could see a dome, a tan-colored, brown-colored dome over the city, which was pollutants. Now, what I don't understand is if you had more pollutants in the air, how come you didn't have more rain? It doesn't tie. So sometimes science can't explain everything, right?
Well, I'm not sure if we can tie it to pollution, but what they did do, scientists during that drought in 1977 started studying climate and satellite photos and satellite temperature readings, and it was during that drought or soon after that they discovered the influence of El Nino. And sort of an oscillation in the weather in the Pacific Ocean, and realized, and we don't know exactly what causes it, but we know there is something that we've now called El Nino, and it affects weather cycles. And is it driven by the sun? Is it driven by underwater temperatures? We're still not 100% sure, but we've been able to track it. And also a related effect called La Nina. So we've since learned more about those. So that played an influence. Could pollution have played an influence? Hard to say. We did have droughts in later years, and pollution's obviously gotten a lot better in California. And then we've also had years with huge rain. Just a couple of years ago, we had, for me, the most, you know, I have a weather station, the most rain I've ever recorded, like 30 inches of rain, which is almost unheard of, that I had here in Silicon Valley. And, you know, I'd say the average is maybe 10 to 12 inches. You know, this season so far, I've had, I think it's somewhere around 7 inches, something, maybe 8 inches. Not so much, so below average, but nowhere near, say, a zero year, or I think the lowest I had other than that was maybe 4 inches of rain one rainy season, which goes from the fall to the spring. So basically it's the end of one year and the beginning of the next year is our rainy season.
Okay, so what's in store? Do you think the governor is going to say, listen, you know, forget those homeowners association covenants, and where you've got to keep your lawn green, and forget that. And if you keep your lawn green, we're going to fine you. Is that what you're looking at?
Vince, that doesn't account for that much watering your lawn. I mean, everyone thinks it does, but most of the water in California goes to the farmers. And really, we need better planning. I mean, there are solutions. We've stopped building dams. The good news is the biggest dam here in my part of the state, you know, total coincidence, but we've drained it to seismically retrofit it. And when the work's done in about a year, we'll be able to fill it to its maximum capacity, which will be great. So we picked a good year to drain that reservoir and do the dam work, but we need more dams. We need bigger dams. Pumping water underground does not work because we've done that and you end up ruining the ground aquifers. You know, San Jose has sunk many feet because in the early days when people moved to San Jose, they just started pumping water like mad and the whole city sunk, including the airport where it is and all sunk. And even more recently, just during the last few years in the Central Valley, they were pumping more water, and they caused more harm than good. They ruined their aquifers, so there's less water in the future, and it also caused pollution to leach into the groundwater. So it was just, you know, pumping more water out of the ground is foolhardy and really not the solution. We just need to trap the water we have and use it better. And, you know, too often, you know, I love the environment. I love animals of all kinds. But too often, there's rules that force us to drain water from reservoirs to protect one certain type of fish. And we drain, you know, thousands of gallons of water just to keep creeks flowing. And then we don't have that water when there's a drought year like we have now. So we got to be a little smarter on how we regulate water. So I think we can fix it. It just takes better long-term planning.
Yeah, and like the governments that tell farmers, hey, we'll give you money to drill wells, and we'll pay for three-quarters of the well, and the farmer pays for a quarter of it, and we'll put fencing in to get your cows out of the woods. By doing that, we disrupt what nature has built. And drilling wells is crazy. I remember on the East Coast, my wife's parents, and I've known my wife since fourth grade. And so I spent a lot of time at their house. And they had a well that was roughly 100 feet deep. a rough number. And it worked great for years and years and years. And all of a sudden, more people moved into the area and they all drilled wells. And they watered their lawns and they put in swimming pools. And, you know, more people, more water consumption. And the height of the water in the well kept going down, 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 till the point where the well was dry. And they had to drill a new well, like hundreds of feet, maybe 200 or 300 feet deep. Because all the people that moved in used the water that used to be under my wife's parents' house on their property. And it wasn't just their well that went dry. Everybody that built a house in the 1950s that was in their little village, all their wells went dry. So, you know, instead of having reasonable-sized houses, they built these mega mansions. Mega mansions and, you know, extravagant use of water rather than reasonable use of water. And it caused problems for everybody. So what these stupid government people do is they cause problems without, they haven't thought it through. They haven't thought it through. And what we have on our farm is a great way to water the cows. Literally, class, what happens is this is a hilly area in the Ozarks. We live in the Ozark Mountains. That's where our farm is. And so when it rains, water lands on the grass, like pasture, just grass. And the grass keeps the erosion from happening. So as the rain travels downhill, we have ponds that we made, just excavated, you know, scooped out the earth, and we have these ponds that catch the water that just runs downhill. And then in the pond, we have a piece of pipe that allows water to come out of the pond into a cattle waterer. You can think of it like a toilet with a valve that keeps the water level from a system that keeps... Think of the cows drinking out of the toilet. But it's a great big 300-gallon system that has a float valve, and it takes water as needed out of the pond, puts it in this cattle waterer that's automatically, mechanically operated, and it lets them have as much water as they want.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Bert's with us. And Bert, you know, you're talking about more dams in California to hold the water for use, you know, later. Well, that's exactly what we have here on our farm. Exactly. We have these ponds, which have dams, and we have spillways, so if there's too much rain, the water will spill through the spillway rather than push the dam over. And then we have a piping system that conserves the water so it doesn't get wasted. And then we have ponds also that are just ponds that are open for the cows to go swimming in. So, yeah, they like to swim. And they can go swimming and cool off in the, you know, these really hot summer days. And they can drink out of them. So that's what we do here at the farm. I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, I didn't know cows can swim. Do they actually swim or are they just wading in the water?
Well, I think they can swim. Our ponds aren't deep enough for them to, you know, really go swimming. But we call it that. And they walk in there and they like to get wet and they like to use their tails and splash water on their backs and cool off. I mean, these cows are, I don't know, 1,100 pounds. They're black. I mean, they get really, really hot in the sun. So they like to cool off. They're just like the rest of us.
And when they jump in the pool, do they yell cannonball to their fellow cows and jump in and make a splash?
Well, you know, we lived in Virginia. One of the calves went swimming in our, we had a swimming pool, and went swimming. And it was one of these steel-sided vinyl liner pools with a concrete walk around it. And in the low end, which is 3 feet, this calf was walking around, and her hoofs just poked like a million holes in the liner. So we had to get a new liner for that pool. But, you know, so they swim, I guess.
Yeah. So Vince, we were talking about dams, and I think we're in agreement that it's the perfect solution for more water. And there's another benefit. We've talked before about electricity and energy and what clean energy is. You know, there is no cleaner energy than hydroelectric. I mean, let's face it, there's virtually no pollution from a hydroelectric plant. And what better way to kill two birds with one stone? And I don't mean to kill any birds, but, you know, to solve two problems. build more dams and put electric generators on the output of the water. I mean, that's just such a no-brainer that we should be doing more of that. And again, there are some people, though, that protest against it, saying that, we're diverting water and hurting the native fish population and changing nature. So, I mean, human beings do change nature. That's the nature of human life. But I just think dams and hydropower make so much sense.
I'm in total agreement with you. And Nikola Tesla was involved with Westinghouse in building the electric hydro-powered generators at Niagara Falls, wasn't he? Isn't he the guy that did that? I believe that is correct. And so we have had electric generators for a very long time. You can turn them by diesel engines. You can turn them by steam engines. You can turn them by wind blades, wind turbines. You can power them with nuclear generated steam. But the bottom line is the generator part is pretty much the same. So it depends on how you turn that shaft, whether you turn it with water or air or nuclear powered steam or coal powered steam or natural gas powered steam. But the generation is very much the same. And so the real bottom line, Bert, I submit to the class, is we need to use less electricity, not more. And that's what we are doing here at the farm. We're using as little electricity as we possibly can and still keep going, rather than having more and more electricity, more and more extravagant uses of electricity. I mean, people heat their pools. Why? Why do they have to heat their pools? Why do they have to heat their driveways? Why? Extravagant uses of energy. I submit that we should use less energy rather than more energy. Not everybody needs an SUV. Not everybody needs to ride around in a General Motors Suburban or a Humvee or a four-wheel drive vehicle, to ride around the city. That's crazy. Your thoughts?
Should we bring back horses?
Well, horses will certainly slow us down, because if you want to jump on your horse and get going, it's going to take you like 20 minutes, to get the saddle, unless you're going to ride bareback, right? And you have to make sure your horse is already watered and fueled up for the trip. So, and by the way, that's why towns are like 20 miles apart at the most, because that's how long you could ride your horse for, go to the store and come back. That'd be about it. 20 miles. That's why the spacing of the most towns and cities are 20 miles apart. Hey, Bert, we just went through an hour of broadcast time. Looking forward to seeing you next Friday. Same time, same station. Bert's with us, and he is our science instructor, senior instructor. Thanks so much for being with us. Yeah. Hey, don't forget, if you want to call in on Monday, I'd love to hear from you.
Sure.
And class, same applies to you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.